Hi, this is a dictation for patient Tyrone Wilson, T-Y-R-R-E-N, Tyrone Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N. Date of birth 5/29/93, date of accident 12/27/2024. Date of service is 7/25/2025. The patient Tyrone Wilson is here for a follow-up visit. He was last seen on 7/11/2025. The patient presents with a history of automobile accident where he was rear-ended and he was traveling as a passenger on the left side but was not wearing a seat belt. The impact initially caused him various pain syndrome affecting both the knees, left shoulder, some chest pain due to the seat belt, both neck pain, mid-back pain, lower back pain, and headaches. Numbness and tingling of the fifth finger on the left side was reported. Some mild chest pain, dull chest pain was reported. Along with this, patient had some headache without any TBI symptoms. Today, he reports that his symptoms are overall ongoing. Pain level is 9 in both the knees. Lower back pain is 9. Upper back pain, neck pain is also 9. Shoulder pain is 9. He's going for a surgery for the left knee at Beaumont Hospital on August 6, 2025. Since MRI was showing a issue with the meniscus tear, complete tear of the anterior cruciate ligament, torn medial meniscus ligament, and severe degenerative changes. In the right knee, there is also an intra-articular loose body at the posterior aspect of the knee, and it may require a endoscopic surgery as well. These will be addressed immediately as it is associated with locomotion difficulties. And once these surgeries are done, then the focus will go on the spine pain. The patient do have a issue at C5-6, there is a disc herniation. And as well as in the lumbar spine, he has a annular tear at L4-5 with a mild to moderate bilateral neuroforamen stenosis and facet hypertrophy. Pain in the left shoulder is also present to the tune of 9. Patient report that he can lift up to 90 degrees of abduction at the most. He is going physical therapy at this time, and it is hoped that it will get better. Patient do not recall any radiation of pain to the arms or the legs. No motor weakness is reported to the arm or legs, although the fifth finger on the of the left hand is reported numb. Physical examination, blood pressure is 138 over 103, pulse 96, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is going to be same from previous visit, dated 7/11/2025, dictation number 0714-012. So diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to discuss the patient need for the surgery, pain management. His maps have been reviewed, and he's been advised that his orthopedic surgery people will provide him pain relief, and so he do not need to visit us for that. He'll be seen after the surgery is done and after recuperating to address the other issues that he's suffering from. Thank you.